cults. Basically, if I went to the orientation meeting for one cult and then joined another, I'd still be better than him. Still ahead. Ah, the bar has never been so low. I love it. I don't even understand the point of that. Like, why bother being in two cults at the same time? It's not like you can mass suicide twice. Even if you could, it wouldn't be kind of awkward when two alien spaceships show up to collect your soul? Kind of like a two dates on the same prom night situation going on. A little bit awkward. My friend Sara has had so many bad dates and shit boyfriends, I consider her an honorary stand-up comic. She might as well be along here with us. She should really be telling you about all this herself, but she's wasting her life as a child therapist, so. She was telling me, you know how some guys, like, they're messy, they don't think to pick up before they bring a woman over to their house? She was telling me about, she went over this guy's apartment and she went to use his bathroom and he had left, sitting out in plain sight, his fleshlight. I'm sensing no look of recognition on your face, sir, and that's the same look I saw on my dad's face when he listened to this joke, and I'm having already had the experience of explaining to my 62-year-old father what a fleshlight is. I'm just not gonna go through that again, so. Do an internet search after this. You do a Bing search. Give those guys a thrill that you were doing something with them. I'm not sure how I would handle that if I was the guy in that situation, but I'd like to think I would really own